You can learn a lot about life through baseball.
Yeah!
You know, okay. When life throws you curveballs, you knock them out of the park.
Sometimes
you step up to the plate, you swing, and you miss, but that's okay.
Yeah!
Or sometimes you're the pitcher, and sometimes you're the catcher. Either way, you're gonna have a good time.
What?
Those are some famous sayings from baseball, and I bring them up because the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Matthew, and he met the girl that he wants to call at a co-ed softball game.
What's up,
Matthew? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. Were you the pitcher or the catcher that day?
Oh, I mainly bat and, play third base, but...
Thank God for answering it like that.
You're sick, man.
Your email said that you met the girl that you want to call. Her name is Trisha.
Yeah, she's real sweet.
Okay, and it says here you met her at a co-ed softball game. How'd that work?
Yeah, she was on the opposite team.
Oh, the enemy.
So that's, a little extra charm as well.
Let me guess, she was pitching to you, she struck you out, and then you threatened to fight her.
No way, dude.
That's usually how softball-friendly games go,
yeah.
Jubal. You're right.
Right.
There's a lot of physical violence.
Is that how it went down?
It was more like when we all went to the bar.
Oh.
Then you threatened to fight her.
No.
There was no fighting.
Thank you. Just softball.
Okay.
Just softball. No fighting during the game or afterwards.
That's different than any co-ed sports league that I've been involved in. There's always a fight at some point, but okay.
Can we move on from violence, please?
All right. So you met her at the bar.
Yes.
And had you had your eye on her, like, all game?
Oh, yes, all game for sure.
Nice. What about her stuck out to you?
Oh, I mean, her legs just go on for days, you know?
One of those girls with legs all the way up to her butt.
Yeah.
So hot. So hot.
Yeah, we all have
them. She was really good at the game, and on top of it all, she seemed like a genuinely cool chick.
Awesome.
So how did you approach her at the bar?
Well, I mean, I grabbed her a drink and, said congrats for whooping her ass. And, then we just started talking about how long we had been playing. And then one thing led to another. And I ended up getting her number. And we set a date to go hiking.
Sweet.
Nice.
How was the hike?
Oh, it was great. She met me where we were going to start out.
Nice.
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said nice. Sorry.
I heard you. I was just like, what?
Very nice. She met you there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm excited for you.
She met you where you're going to start. That's better than meeting you at the end of the trail, I guess.
I approve.
And she was just as awesome as the first time you met her.
Absolutely. Like, she did great on the hike, and we were able to talk. We weren't winded or anything. And, at the end, like, when we said goodbye, like, I didn't know if, a kiss was feeling out, but she was real sweaty, I was real sweaty.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, we kind of just had a quick hug, but, like, it was still, like, you felt that connection there, and we made plans for about a week later to go out again.
Oh, so you guys had a second date.
No, see, like, a day before, she texted to cancel. She needed to cancel for some reason, so I don't know. And now it's like, now I haven't really heard from her, so kind of feel blown off.
Have you tried to reschedule that date that you had planned?
I mean, yeah, I sent one or two texts just saying, hey, sorry, scheduling didn't work. Is next weekend good? And I didn't really get an answer from any of that.
Can I ask, just looking back at the time you guys spent together between, like, the softball game and the hiking, do you think that she also thought of this as a romantic date?
Well, I would hope it would be kind of obvious because I asked for her number, said I would love to get together. Like, to me, that sends a pretty clear signal of, like, hey, I'm interested in you.
Right.
Even if, like, things go slow or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So absolutely. How long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been over a week since I talked with her, and she hasn't responded to the two texts I sent.
Oh, man.
Just a sweaty hug at the end of the hike. That's all you got.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, hang on.